Welcome to 2026 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The president's Truth Social post spoke very loud and clear to Democrats across this country, elected officials who are encouraging left-wing agitators to unlawfully obstruct legitimate law enforcement operations.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt is defending President Donald Trump's threat to invoke the Insurrection Act, saying multiple past presidents have done so. Trump threatened to invoke the 1807 law, meant to use military personnel to restore civil order, following a second shooting by an ICE officer in Minneapolis. Traditionally, presidents invoke the law at the request of governors or mayors. President John Kennedy used it to enforce court-ordered desegregation. President Bill Clinton used it when called on by the governor of California during riots after the beating of Rodney King. Ryan LaRochelle at the University of Maine says sending troops over the objections of local officials would escalate the conflict and would quickly be challenged in court.
What we're seeing here, again, is a dramatic break from precedent to use the Insurrection Act to stomp down on lawful protests, and it's quite worrisome to me.
The shooting of a Venezuelan migrant in the leg has further inflamed the nationwide protests that followed the killing of Renee Nicole Good. Minnesotans are also objecting to the aggressive ICE tactics in local government meetings. Birgit Johnson now lives in Richfield, Minnesota. She told the city council there that the local police should not cooperate with ICE and says the mass immigration raids remind her of the Nazi history of her native Germany.
What I have been seeing lately is immigration enforcement that has adopted a military look and operation style that imposes warlike methods on the people.
ICE Deputy Director Madison Shahan is running for Congress, challenging Marcy Kaptur in her Northwest Ohio district. Kaptur is the longest-serving woman in the House and has staved off multiple challenges by Trump-endorsed candidates. Keegan Zimmerman with the Kaptur campaign says her constituents know and approve of her record, even as Ohio lawmakers drew the district's lines to favor the GOP.
While Republicans from near and far will fight through a messy primary in this district, they gerrymandered again just this fall.
A Reuters poll found only 17% of Americans support taking Greenland, and just 4% support using military force to do it. As Trump continues to threaten annexation of the Danish territory, several Senate Republicans say they might move to block that, and they'll meet with NATO allies to reassure them. Federal courts yesterday delivered major wins for advocates of voter privacy. Two federal judges struck down attempts by the White House to access private voter registration data from Oregon and California. A new Texas Senate Democratic primary poll finds State Representative James Tallarico ahead of Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett by 9 points. Tallarico, a Presbyterian seminary student, saw his star rise in the party with his faith-based progressive politics, while Crockett built a large social media following in part by voicing disdain for Trump. I'm Simone Perez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.